Chapter 51. Wow, okay. A lot to juggle. One, the federal government suddenly wants to take down this private space mission, which has been years, maybe decades, in the planning, 1 week after I returned from a near-death experience with everyone's favorite mobsters, the Gitanos. Two, we're launching into space to beat the vote on their off-world biocontamination act. In 48 hours after the game show-like finale of Stage 3, the remaining contestants will launch into space and compete from the actual high heaven instead of a simulator. If we don't beat the vote and still try to launch, we will probably all go to jail. Three, my family and Jane are in potential mortal danger. Four, the contestants are questionably okay with my return. Some more so, and some very obviously less so. Aurora predictably swings wildly between the two. Five, I am falling in love with a Gitano. Six, someone with inside access to the show has tried to sabotage the whole thing, willing to kill us all for unknown reasons, and that person or persons are still at large. So, why am I smiling? There must be something wrong with me. Somewhere along the line, somewhere among the small and large disasters that have consistently taken place since finding the scarab, something happened. I became something different. But you know what? Maybe that's not a bad thing. My old self, Paper 1.0, thought life inside Phil City 1 was hard. The work was most definitely grueling, and nothing came easy. But in a way, that made me soft, naive. I had just the area within the 30-foot walls to worry about, and it was easy to say, if I ever get out, not knowing just what would begin to happen the moment I did. But now I'm Paper 2.0, diving into the deep end of the real world, and I find that I am able, after a little flailing and splashing and near drowning, to swim. And you know what? I like swimming. Yes, I like pushing forward. I like the idea that this is the farthest thing from easy, that trying to make it to Mars is kicking the crap out of me, making me prove it to myself and the world over and over again how bad I want it. I'm beginning to like the idea, at last, that I am some form of representative for my people, that my life being on the line is not just about me, but about all of them, even the mainlanders. Yes, maybe it's all that. Or maybe I've just gone batshit crazy like my mother. God, will you shut the hell up? Aurora barks. I open my eyes. Yikes. Was I saying that out loud? You were whimpering and thrashing around and laughing and kissing your own hand and whispering angel and murmuring something about life, love, and freedom. God, you are so annoying. Come on. We've got a transport coming for Larson's game show, and I need this last hour of sleep to regenerate my brain. You need a lot more than an hour. She jumps down from the top bunk, wise ass, grabs her pillow and smacks me with it. And yes, we have an actual straight-from-the-movies pillow fight, feathers exploding into the air, and I'm certain the likes are going through the roof out on the big board. I mean, two women having a pillow fight on live TV. But I don't care. It's fun as hell. We finally fall in a heap on the floor. Aurora sighs. You ready to go down, Faris? Take your best shot, Schneider,